This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I don't know what your plans are tonight, but if you're eating out, there is a good chance that at least some part of your meal came courtesy of a company called U.S. Foods. It's one of the biggest food suppliers in this country, both raw and prepared, delivered just about anywhere that is not your home. Restaurants, as I said, also school cafeterias and hospitals. Pietro Satriano is the CEO of U.S. Foods. It's good to have you on.
Hey, it's nice to be on the program.
We have seen the trucks, I'm sure, going down the freeway or parked at any of those places. I wonder how much of your brain space is taken up by logistics as opposed to food.
So logistics is a very important part of what we do. We have 6,000 trucks on the road. We also have around 80 warehouses across the country. But the way we've tried to differentiate ourselves over time, and this started several years ago when we branded to U.S. Foods and changed our colors to green and orange, which are, or citrus and tangerine, actually, which are food colors. We were quite deliberate about that.
Well, that's a pretty good insight, right? You said green and orange, And then you're like, oh, no, orange and tangerine.
Yeah, we wanted to be known as a food company where we could help our customers make their dream, achieve their dream in terms of serving their customers.
So give me the differentiator, though, as you mentioned, right? Because frankly, if I'm at a restaurant or, heaven forbid, in a hospital, but let's think about restaurants and you know, places where people choose to eat. What difference does it make if the cut of meat comes from you or your larger competitor, Sysco?
So we have a set of unique products that are developed by ourselves. We have R&D folks on our team, which is unusual for a distributor. And we've developed probably around 400 of those since we launched on this this journey. And a lot of them are, believe it or not, are still in market. So those are products that are only exclusively available from U.S. Foods. I'll give you a quick example. Yeah. A few years ago, we launched a hollandaise sauce. I don't know if you've ever tried making hollandaise. It's a really ingredients. It's a very finicky product. And we have a product that is all natural, clean ingredients, and just allows the restaurant to save a little bit of time and focus on what's going to make them famous, which is the rest of the recipe, the rest of the dish on their menu.
You know, that's so interesting because while I appreciate the delicacy of hollandaise sauce when I'm making it in my kitchen, the idea of it on an industrial scale is somewhat daunting and not very appetizing.
Yeah, but where the world has gone is the idea with a number of our products, not all, Kai, especially those under the Chef's Line brand where the tagline is as good as your own if you had the time, is as a chef or as a consumer, you can't tell the difference. It's really up to the chef to decide where they want to spend their time.
You mentioned the Chef's Line brand. How important is this entire private label business to you as you go on this journey, as you call it?
Yeah, so I would distinguish two things about our private label business. It's very important. On the one hand, because typically we're able to have a higher margin on our mm-hmm. on our products that have equivalent or comparable products from the manufacturers under their brand, and while they represent a minority of the portfolio, they drive stickiness. They drive loyalty from the customers.
That's so interesting. The idea of stickiness in a logistics and distribution company, right? I mean, yes, you're a food company, but you're delivering food to my restaurant or whatever.
Yeah, what we found is, and again, it seems like so long ago now, Kai, 2011 when I joined the company, we did some research with some customers, large and small, and we asked them what mattered to them. And of course, having their food delivered on time in the quantity that they ordered is foundational. But it's hard to have a real advantage on that with respect to other competitors. It's table stakes. Mm-hmm. But where we saw an opportunity, where we saw white space, was to differentiate ourselves with respect to helping these customers.
Are you a food guy? I mean, do you like going out to eat and are you a foodie or are you just, is food like a thing for you? That's the question.
No, I love food. I think that was part of the attraction to this business. I've been around food, all my life, Yeah, I will admit I fell into this a little bit by accident, but I think that the fact I have an appreciation for what chefs do, what operators do, and how important it is to them to distinguish themselves has allowed me to do a better job in this role and with this company.
Here's a better question. Are you a good cook?
I am. My wife thinks she's a better cook, so we tend to divide and conquer in terms of what she does and what I do. How's that?
That's fair enough. Look, that's an honest answer. I'll take it any day. Pietro Santillano, he's the CEO of US Foods. Thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Kai. I really enjoyed it.